Hello, my name is Karen Guglielmo, the Executive Editor for Search CIO Mid-Market, and I'd like to welcome you to today's expert podcast on strategies for implementing and managing an effective corporate performance management service level agreement. I'm joined today by Bob Palladino, author of 5 Key Principles of Corporate Performance Management. Bob also provides executive education training and consulting services to colleges, corporations, and governments globally. He is a longtime thought leader and implementer in the CPM field. Bob has worked with dozens of award-winning enterprises. He was recently the Senior Vice President in the CEO Office of Crown Castle and led award-winning CPM programs. Previously, he led a consulting practice for Drs. Kaplan and Norton, founders of the Balanced Scorecard. Welcome, Bob.
Hi, Karen. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Great. And as I mentioned earlier, we're here today to talk about strategies for implementing and managing an effective corporate performance management SLA. I'll spend the next 8 to 12 minutes asking Bob to answer a number of questions about today's topic. So let's get started. My first question today is, what would you say are the critical steps involved in setting up a corporate performance management SLA at a mid-market company?
That's a great question, Karen. And we've had an opportunity to research literally scores of award-winning companies and study the CPM or corporate performance management capability within those organizations. And what we've discovered is the first step is really establishing an accountable executive. And typically when I say this, I'm referring to the corporate level. Within IT, in parallel, you want to have an accountable executive for the performance of that organization, namely typically middle market companies, the CIO or VP of IT. So the first step is the accountable executive. The second is to develop a clear IT strategy and also link that strategy to the corporate strategy. And when I say strategy, I'm referring to very specific granular objectives, things such as provide, you know, desktop mobility services or provide service support. Be very clear about the services that you are providing. And then the third step is to identify relevant service level agreement measures that can be shared with and agreed upon with the internal customers. So first of all is the accountable executive. Secondly is the strategy with very specific goals and measures. And thirdly is engaging the internal customers for the service levels that are mutually agreeable.
Okay, and speaking of goals, what would you say are the key goals you're trying to achieve in your CPM SLA, and how do you document them?
That's another interesting question. To make it more operational, take it off the kind of strategy level and make it more day-to-day, transparent and understandable by both the business side of the house as well as the IT service providers. And, you know, fundamentally there are kind of three categories of services that are very measurable. The first has to do with, you know, fundamental infrastructure services, you know, network support, information protection, service support, and so on. Those are more kind of internal to the infrastructure that should be fairly seamless to the business community, but nonetheless should have relevant metrics associated with them. And many of those are operationally focused, uptime, reliability, and so on. The second category are more discrete services that frankly can be unbundled and provided by third parties. I'm referring more now to IT training, IT internal consulting, things such as business application delivery, desktop migration services. These are all services that are very discrete and measurable. And frankly, internal business consumers recognize that and frankly are comparing their internal service levels with what they're aware of on the outside market. And lastly, the third category, and probably the most value-added for IT, is the category I'll characterize as deliver the run, grow, and transform project solutions. These would be the business solutions that enable a business unit leader to really get a competitive advantage in the marketplace. For example, in working with the utility right now, the CIO is helping the customer service department migrate customers from, walk-in payments to e-channels. And that's very strategic to the customer service department. It's a highly value-added strategic project being delivered by the CIO to a business unit division leader, the customer service organization, as one example. So those three categories, infrastructure services, which are, again, the more ubiquitous behind-the-scenes services, the client-facing services that I mentioned a few moments ago. And then more importantly, and probably the most value-added, is the category dealing with transformational projects.
Okay, and what is the business's role in setting up and even monitoring the CPM SLA?
Well, the business role is actually integral as well. I mean, I oftentimes see the kind of hot potato pass back and forth between IT departments and business. And frankly, this CPM executive on the business side, and by the way, I was a CPM executive on the business side of Crown Castle, and we frequently facilitated the agreements between the CIO and the business unit leaders for many of the services I mentioned earlier, as well as the strategic projects. And so the business's role is similarly setting up a business strategy that has goals and measurable outcomes, as well as targets that the IT community can essentially link into. And so it's not to say that IT has to have the end strategy, but rather IT strategy has to synchronize or align with the corporate strategy. So the business unit role is clearly articulating its needs, its requirements, so thereby enabling IT to deliver on them. For example, we had a situation at Crown Castle where our clients wanted to, you know, dial into our engineering services, our IT systems. And so in that case, it was very it was imperative the business side of the house could define the engineering requirements that our CIO and his team could actually provide the data sets for. And so they had to really work hand in glove to ensure the program had the right scope, had the right strategic goals in mind, the measurable outcomes. And more importantly, they're both the business and the IT side delivering jointly to an external customer. So that's just one example of many.
Okay, and finally, how can mid-market CIOs create a corporate performance management SLA that'll best allow IT to partner with the business and ultimately create value?
Well, there are four steps there, Karen, and the first one is fundamentally developing the IT strategy that's linked to the company strategy. Step two is to translate this you know, word strategy into something that's more operational, very specific goals, and the associated measures. Third step is to engage the business unit leaders to mutually set agreed-upon targets for the various service levels. And then lastly, on most likely a monthly basis, that's what I've seen more frequently, is to monitor and measure and manage to those targets. So those four steps have proven to be very effective in linking and aligning the business and the IT strategy and service levels for accelerating performance.
And on that note, that does conclude today's podcast. Thanks again to Bob Palladino for speaking with us today. And thank you all for listening. Have a great day.